Something cool is happening next weekend. To see it, you just have to step outdoors if the weather is sort of clear. If it is, then at 8 or 9 or 10 a.m., anytime next weekend, Saturday or Sunday morning, step out or look through your west-facing window, and you won't be disappointed. It's the last quarter moon, also called the third quarter. There are two different half moons, 2 weeks apart. The first quarter moon is the most familiar by far. It's highest up at sunset, lit up on the right, and visible the entire first half of the night, during the convenient evening hours. It's what everyone notices throughout their lives. The third quarter moon is another story. It doesn't even rise until midnight. This is the half moon lit up on its left side. It appears in the blue daytime sky always in the morning, and it stands in front of the deepest blue part of the day sky, making it easier to see. Yes, the daytime blue sky varies, with some parts brighter and some parts a deeper, darker blue. The last quarter moon is right smack in that darkest part. This is also where the sky is maximally polarized, which means the moon will pop out even more when seen through sunglasses. It's also a very dramatic binocular target. But what's particularly cool is that this moon stands directly in front of us in space. As Earth orbits around the sun, the third quarter moon floats like a reconnaissance scout, marking the direction toward which we travel. As Earth zooms at 18 miles per second, we will be right there where that half moon is floating 3.5 hours later. So if it's clear, go outdoors next weekend in the morning, and if a passing neighbor asks where you'll be at lunchtime, point to the moon. You will be there at midday, right where the moon floats. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.